This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Westchester County Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Question. We had to reset the phone lines there if you're on hold over the break. I think we got this crap straightened out. So give us a call back. 206-803-ROCK.
I can't tell. All right, so you were just talking about the vegan family and all the things that go wrong.
Well, the fact is the woman that can't really make anything over the holidays, can't make any sweets, can't make the traditional
because
family
her
recipes.
Adult daughter won't bring her own food. She puts it on the family, so the whole family suffers, right? So it says, hi, my name is Alicia. Hi, Alicia. I'm listening and wanted to say something about family and food issues. I have celiac disease. I can't have food with gluten or dairy in it. So for about 16 years now, I've had to eat different than everyone else. Now, when it comes to family events, there is no special, we'll all eat your way treatment. I'll either bring something I can eat, or if I know there's going to be stuff that I can eat, I'll see if there's anything I can add. I would not make anyone eat how I have to eat. Food has gotten better, but it's still not near as good as the real stuff. The fake cheese is disgusting. Tillamook medium cheddar I can eat. They somehow process the sugars different, so I can eat that, LOL. Love listening to you, et cetera, et cetera.
Alicia, I did read today on the celiac disease that it's okay to French kiss your man or your girlfriend.
So what was I saw the headline. I didn't read the story.
Like if you have a peanut allergy,
yeah,
and I just eat a big handful of peanuts and we get into a lip lock, there's a chance that your throat will swell up and you're screwed. Apparently, with this, it's not, I guess,
as severe or
of a reaction. I don't know. People were scared about that. Like, look, if I have this and you're chomping on cheese, whatever the deal is, if I go in, you know, get one, you know.
Well, I mean, the peanut allergy thing, I've heard.
Here's one thing. Allow people to chew and swallow before you attempt to kiss them. But just know.
Depends what they're eating.
Yeah, just know for a fact that I guess doctor said it's not the most severe thing with celiac disease. Nothing else. Just that one.
So the good news, you're still going to eat crappy cheese, but make out with anyone you want. Good news.
Correct.
Random.
Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
Random. What's up, bitches?
Hola.
Jordan, welcome to the program. And the random question. Let's see what we got for you. All right, let's go with this one. What was your last animal encounter, whether that be domestic or wild? What was the last one you remember?
Last animal encounter.
Yeah.
Can we count insects?
Sure.
Yeah, it's an animal.
Yeah, I was watching TV last night, minding my own business, getting ready to turn in, and lo and behold, I'm starting to see this black dot on the corner of my room start to dart around, and I'm like, oh, no. And I get up to get a close look at it, and it starts scurrying away, and sure enough, it's a little house spider. And I was like, sweating, trying to get my bearings if I'm going to kill this thing, because I don't like spiders. I don't think anybody else likes spiders. And
well, why'd you want to kill the spider if you like spiders? Like, a spider in my house, you're doomed. I don't like you. I don't want you there.
No, I don't like spiders.
Oh, you said you don't like spiders. Okay.
Yeah. So I had nothing to kill with within, like, my immediate arm's reach. So what I decided to do is my daughter just finished party training, so I still had, like, a little nook of a few diapers over there. So I grabbed one of them, waited till this guy got close enough to me, and then he dropped down about a foot trying to spin a web, and then that scared me, so I jumped back and kind of screamed a little bit. And he scurried back up, got in the corner, and then I got him with a diaper.
All right. So if you're like me, I mean, like, a spider's the worst thing to find in.
No.
Like, I can
no,
deal with a bee, no, any no. of that. I'm just saying. And my daughter, it's, so yeah, I believe it was yesterday, she yells down the hall and asks me if I can come here. That's never a good sign. So I go down the hall. I'm like, what's up? So she was eating strawberries. There was a spider in her strawberries. Well, now that spider was on her bed. So I needed to remove the spider from
her
bed.
I think the worst thing you can kill in your house is a moth, especially if you have white walls. I've still got a mark on my wall. Looks like a bomb exploded on the side of it or something.
You don't take any satisfaction with that.
It went, and I mean, the powder coming off those wings, and it was darker. So, like, I could not wipe that crap off of my wall. I don't know.
I have one, if it was a fly, some type of flying animal. I mean, I don't know. Maybe a little gnat or whatever, but it was in my shower.
All right.
So I smacked him and killed him. Like, I was cleaning my shower Saturday. I was like, I'm gonna leave him up there. We'll let the other gnats know what happens when you go to the
show. Intentionally, you Vlad the Impaler this fruit fly slash gnat.
Okay. I was looking at him this morning. You know what I haven't seen
in a
week?
You cleaned your shower, but left the dead insect up there as a message to the other insects.
I haven't seen another one in that shower in a week.
Okay, that's fair. I cannot argue with the circumstantial evidence.
I'm not saying it's foolproof. Just saying, I think they know.
Reese, we asked about your last animal interaction. This is a bizarre story. I think just based on the fact, if you know anything about Florida and geographically where this is located and the population, it's weird to think that one person has been found dead in a bear attack in Naples, Florida. Officers were on the scene and investigated it as an active crime scene. The public information officer
of
the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission,
Is that a crime for a bear to attack a person?
Well, this happened
this
morning.
Did it break the law is what I'm asking.
Deputies arrived about an hour later, found one deceased person, according to the sheriff, and they were looking for the bear. They could not find the bear either. According to data from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, if confirmed, the May 5th attack would be the second bear mauling in Florida this year.
Really?
To death. While state data references black bear attacks, authorities have not confirmed the type of bear that was involved. Now, according to data, since November 2020, there have been at least 15 bear attacks in Florida, all involving the presence of dogs.
Uh-huh.
They're not sure that this person was... They could have been walking their dog, or that dog took the hell off. They don't know. The last attack, a dog was not present. But despite the recent bear attacks in Southwest Florida, bear attacks are relatively rare, and the chance of being attacked
two this year
by a bear is 1 in 2.1 million.
Ooh, congratulations.
According to the World Animal Foundation. And one more crazy story here involving animals. A man was left fighting for his life after a vicious attack by a rabid bobcat in southeast Georgia.
Oh.
Hunter Hudson said he was out camping last week when the bobcat struck without warning. It was me or him, and I got two little boys, 12 and 5, and daddy's coming home, kids. Hudson said he was enjoying a quiet campfire when a sound in the dark got him awake at night. Heard a noise, you know, I've never heard that noise before. So he said the bobcat then attacked basically without warning. A video shot by his friend captured the chaos of the moments after.
Wait, what?
He walked out of his camper and got attacked by the bobcat. Soon as
but
he opened
his
the door,
friend videotaped this.
The chaos after the fact, yeah.
After, okay.
I wasn't looking for the bobcat. The bobcat found me and came out and jumped on my shoulder. Hudson said the gun was out of reach and he had to rely on pure instinct to survive. So what did this guy do? What did this guy do to see if he could mess with the bobcat?
Got
to
be choking.
In a way, but not in the throat.
Grab his genitalia. Junk?
Nope, he jammed his thumbs up the guy's nostrils.
Oh,
take that.
Yes. I put my thumbs right in there and made it so he couldn't breathe, Hudson said. Badly hurt, Hudson said he knew he had to act fast. So I had blood running off the end of my fingertips, had to call the ambulance, get them to help me clot it. And up there on my back, I just couldn't stop bleeding. However, the danger was not over, as the bobcat tested positive for rabies.
Oh, yay.
So how many shots did you get with 1.5-inch needles in one session?
Six.
40. He says he almost passed out twice. As he recovered and underwent treatment for rabies, he said he is just grateful to be alive. I've seen a lot, you know what I mean? But for me, this is one of the craziest. I don't know, man. You can't make this stuff up. But a Florida man is freaked out. based on the attack, and you know.
And his friend videotaped the aftermath.
It appears that way. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for your contribution.
Random question, 206-803-ROCK. Random.
Hello, Aiden. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola.
Hola. Aiden, welcome to the program. Random question, What's news, man? Anything good?
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Westchester County Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just shiny Monday.
Okay.
All right, it's a nice shiny Monday.
No no Cinco de Mayo plans.
Nope, I gotta take care of my kids while my wife works until about 7 tonight, so.
Okay, all right.
So by 8 o'clock, you need the Cinco de Mayo.
I mean, kids or family or not, I feel like a Cinco de Mayo on a Monday is tough. I feel like everybody did it this weekend.
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay, let's go with this one. Who or what did you lose and for how long? Who or what did you lose and for how long?
You lost one of your kids yet?
Yeah, for about a minute. That was pretty scary. yeah, I would honestly say just my daughter.
And you said really, it's 1 minute. It's the longest minute of your life. But yeah, where are you?
I was at the Eagles Club in my hometown of Granite Falls at a memorial, and we were walking out to the car. My daughter was literally right next to me. I opened the door to go out outside to the parking lot, but let some people go in, and I'm about 6'2". My daughter's probably 2 feet tall, and she just slips right by me, and she walked out to a parking lot. I did not see her. I went back inside, and I lost her, but then I went right there and went right back and found her. So.
Okay. All right. That'll scare the living hell out of you.
That'll get your adrenaline going. Yep.
Who did you say? Did you say somebody was looking for a kid the other day or something? Oh, was it Black Raven?
Yeah, she had found her. I'm just seeing the aftermath of this. She has a kid by the hand, and they're walking very quickly toward the front door, and she's already yelling for someone named John to let John know that she found him. Apparently, the kid had just gone to the bathroom, but the kid was maybe 4. So, like any parent, she's like, because I said, I understand exactly what's happening right now. She's like, it is the worst feeling in the world. And she goes, he was in the bathroom. But, of course, that's not the first place you check. It's just your kids disappeared. You go through the panic. But she was like, I just want to explain to him, please let us know you're going to go somewhere. I said, been there, man. I get it.
Yep.
Lose your kid, it's a bad feeling.
Reason we asked who or what did you lose and for how long? An inmate escaped custody at SeaTac International Airport on Sunday morning, prompting a search by authorities. I don't believe they've still found this guy yet.
Did you hear the stat?
I did. Okay. I think he's still on the run.
You've got to be kidding.
I know that they said he got off of a train.
Capitol Hill,
yeah. Port of Seattle police reported the incident occurred about 11 a.m. When a contracted agent was attempting to transport 28-year-old Cedric Stevenson to Bowling Green, Kentucky. He was booked for several warrants. Now, during the check-in process at the ticket counter, Stevenson managed to flee toward the light rail station. And despite efforts by the agents to capture him, he successfully boarded a northbound light rail train. Sound Transit security confirmed that he was seen departing the Capitol Hill station. Now, in one photo provided by the Port of Seattle, Stevenson's hands were cuffed in front of him. In another photo, after his escape, his hands were tucked into his shirt.
Okay.
He is described as 5'8" tall with dreadlocks and is wanted for second-degree escape.
And handcuffs.
Apparently, he ran away from a traffic stop in Nashville at some point in time, eventually taken into custody there. 7 years earlier, he was arrested, accused of shooting a Tennessee police officer.
Jesus.
Following a robbery.
So this dude escapes from police, gets on the light rail. Where you would think, all right, there's going to nab him at the station. No.
He gets off on Capitol Hill. He gets off the light rail. And he's still hanging out.
I mean, like, I don't know kind of Houdini crap this guy's pulling, but you would think this would be an easier mark, right? He didn't disappear into the woods. He got on a light rail train. And this is not the New York City subway station. I mean, you can go north or south. They know he went north.
Then we have a story about a jail that entered lockdown after a convicted felon went missing for 12 hours. Clayton County Jail in Jonesboro, Georgia, went into a lockdown after officers could not find a missing inmate. He was convicted of murder, only for cops to discover they had left the inmate at the courthouse holding cell overnight.
Oops.
Now, for 12 hours, Julian Brooks Deloche was missing from the county jail, where he was on loan from a state prison due to a recent misdemeanor. Deloche, who was convicted of murder in 1984, was granted parole in 2010. Now, the sheriff told the TV station that the jail went on lockdown as officers searched for him. The next morning, they realized he had accidentally been left in the holding cell at the courthouse. There was a mix-up of who was going to take the inmate down. Ultimately, he was just left inside the holding cell. The courthouse is attached to the jail. The holding cell is located in a secure area, but they're not intended to hold people overnight. They do not have beds, only benches, sinks, and toilets. They're also unsupervised after court hours, in this case, around 6. So they searched every cell, every area of the jail, searched for him. Ultimately, by the time that they reviewed cameras and backtracked, and that took us all back to the courtroom where he was at. Ultimately, of course, hours had passed. The sheriff estimated that Deloche was discovered about 7 a.m. the next morning, meaning he was basically in the holding cell for about 13 hours. As a result of the mix-up, Allen is suggesting the two correctional sergeants be demoted and two deputies assigned to the court division be suspended for a period of time. The officers had waived their rights to their hearings and accepted their punishment, I believe, so they got a few days off work, but that was okay.
I mean, sure. Like, what are you going to say? Like, dude, we did exactly what you think we did. We forgot his ass was in a holding cell.
That was the first thing that happened when my neighbors slowly adopted my dog growing up. The dog went missing for about a week,
right,
and we did not understand where the dog was. At that point in time, the dog had a pen out in the backyard. Was just the way my stepfather wanted to roll. You know, it was like a lot of people had chain link fences.
Right.
A lot of people kept their more aggressive dogs back there. Sunshine, not really an aggressive dog.
Her name was Sunshine.
But Sunshine was also a collie, and believe it or not, could kick any dog's ass in the neighborhood.
Right.
I've saw her Dobermans, German Shepherds. There's something about a collie and how big their mouth is. They just get control in a fight. Take over. So she could fight. But the dog goes missing for a week. Now it's in the middle of winter. It's cold, but it's a collie. Collies are, they're very hairy. They got a pretty good coat on them. But my dog's not there anymore. I don't realize that the neighbors had taken the dog inside. Once they took that dog inside, that was the end of the Sunshine era for me.
Because, of course,
once,
man,
that dog realized I can sleep on a bed, I can be inside. You know, I don't have to eat dry food every day.
Right.
All these, I don't have to be chained up out back or whatever the deal is. That dog was gone. But it took a week to figure out because we thought that someone just
did. They come to you, or did you just see the dog over there one day?
Well, again, it was the middle of winter. There was a lot of snow on the ground. They were probably a quarter mile away from our home.
Okay.
So it wasn't that you typically would walk by their home.
I got you.
They were in a different part of a neighborhood, but they were still behind us. There's a wooded area. And then they were farther out behind in the woods, but you just went a different way to get to their house.
Sure.
I just never went by that way. So for me, I just didn't know what happened to the damn dog. Then, eventually, the dog was chained up again on a nicer day. So they brought the dog back.
Okay.
I don't know why they did that, but they did.
Because it wasn't their dog.
But then they would continue to bring the dog, and then we understood what was going on with the dog.
So, and then eventually Sunshine just morphed into their dog.
Pretty much, they had a couple other dogs. They were just better with dogs.
Did you guys ever say anything to them? Did your stepdad ever say anything?
My stepdad would never let the dog in the house. Trust me, that was one thing I wanted. I wanted my dog to be in the house.
If a kid wants a dog, yes.
The dog was house trained. There was nothing wrong with the dog other than he didn't want to get hair on his suits.
Oh, come on.
That was basically the bottom line.
I mean, I get putting the dog out back during most of the day, but like I don't think we ever left Tigger outside overnight.
Right. Yeah, generally, you bring him in.
Yeah.
Generally.
Other than bears, there were really no predators or bobcats. That was it. So otherwise, those were the only two things that dog would have to fight if it needed to.
If it needed to. Were they prevalent where you were?
I never saw either one. I know that they were out there. I mean, people go hunt for them.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Get the hunting for them.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803-ROCKS.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Westchester County Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 4:30, your guess is as good as mine. The category is the states with the most stolen cars and the states with the best and gnarliest teeth.
I think I can get the first six on that.
On teeth or cars?
Teeth.
Okay.
Teeth.
All right. On the worst or the best?
Oh, you're offering both?
Yes.
I'm going to say worst.
I think that's the best category to pick today, though.
Yeah, I think best would be maybe California. Not because everyone's teeth are real, but because there's probably more fake teeth there per capita than most states.
Well, also you have to look at medical facilities, access to medical care.
Believe it or not, education plays a lot into those. Typically, if you're looking for health, Massachusetts will always be very high on the list, no matter what the malady
is. They can't say chowder, but they take care of themselves.
Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up until 4:30. In the meantime, it is a random question. Question 206-803.
Well, they have a healthcare system in that state that everybody likes.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wild.
What do you know? All right, here we go. Give you guys this one. What do you think you could do, even though you've never done it? Now, I've put my foot in my mouth a number of times.
Land 747.
About being able to
safely
jump into that cockpit and save every passenger on board that plane. Do I know that I could do that? Absolutely not.
Do you believe that you
could do that? I believe that if I got on the horn there with air traffic control, that hopefully.
Got on the horn.
They could help me and guide me in. Kind of like an airplane. You know what I mean? Just get on there like, all right, Stryker. Here's what you got
to do.
He was a pilot. He'd never flown that type of aircraft, but he was a pilot before. I'm just saying that, you know.
Your whole theory is based on a comedic movie about a...
No, I'm saying I need a good Lloyd Bridges in the tower. I need somebody who's like, didn't pick the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Right.
I need a guy who says, look, see that little red button right there? I need you to press that. Okay, here's what we're going to do, and you're going to walk... Even if he says, put it in autopilot until we get 10 miles away from the airport, then I take over. Whatever I got to do.
Sure.
I just
the easy part is flying it. Like, look, I have full confidence that I could fly a 747 if you let someone else take off and land. Once you get it in the air, I can sit down in that chair, yes, and not F with stuff. The challenge is those last 10 miles. And they go, oh, hey, listen, bad news, Thrill. You got to land this sucker. Now, even if they're talking me through it, I mean, the best directions I've ever heard, I have zero confidence that I'm going to land safely. Now, and if you were to ask me, you're my co-pilot, you don't know what you're doing, you said, I would tell you I have full confidence we're going to land this plane. Honestly, I have zero confidence that we're getting out of this alive. We're about to die.
Yeah. I would almost rather try to get into a flight simulator and do that, or just try to land, than I would, like, run with the bulls or something like that. I think I got a better chance of not getting gored, of not falling, of not breaking my ankle. I don't know when the last time you went to a full sprint was lately, but it's not really easy to do.
What about landing a 747 versus running with the bulls?
I would almost rather take... Look, there's nobody...
I'll run with the bulls.
There's nobody on the plane, all right? I'll get in the simulator. Just give me a shot.
No. Let's go with the real plane.
Well, they have the simulators at, the
Flight
Museum.
Of Flight?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, man. I did it a couple years ago at Hops and
Props. Did you land the plane?
No. And this is before I started drinking. Maybe I had like half a beer, but we'd gotten there early, so before the crowd's in there, I'm like, cool, I'm going to do this. And there's a guy sitting in front of me. He's playing it first. And he kept crashing. And in my mind, I'm like, this guy sucks, because there's no way it's that hard. It's the flight simulator. I sucked. I could not land it. And I went in confident multiple times. And every time it landed, it's like, you just crashed.
Okay.
Yeah, every time. I'm like, I got this time, right? You feel like you learn quicker because it's a flight simulator. So I keep, what did I do wrong? I want to say by the fourth time I gave up. I'm like, it's ridiculous.
Problem is that if a plane were ever in an emergency, Miles would be pushing people back into their seats as he made his way up.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing this.
There's a guy who's got like mild flight experience. Like, hang on, I might be able to take care of this. Miles is like, no, I got this.
You're not stealing my thunder. No. My dreams have come true.
Get air traffic control.
Just look,
on
I'll be a co-pilot. Something. I can help out. I really think...
You're not sober.
All right, I didn't want to bring it up.
You wasted on that plane.
Miles, you would have to not drink while you're flying.
This is preposterous.
You'd be six shots deep.
You think
I got
give a crap, man? I can land that thing.
Give me another shot. I'm landing this thing.
Liquid courage.
Yeah, if we land this, everyone gets aviation gin. How's that?
Right.
I don't know. For whatever reason, I used to do flight simulators a lot when the early age of computers. Believe it or not, my Commodore 64 had a remedial one.
Microsoft Flight Simulator apparently is fantastic.
It is.
Have you used that one?
I have used that one before.
How'd you do?
Fine.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. But the
controls. Did you ever play Top Gun on Nintendo?
No.
I could never land that jet.
Really?
That was the hardest part.
Okay.
Got to land it right.
Do you think I could pole vault?
I could land a plane quicker than I could figure out how to do a helicopter.
You don't think you can pole vault?
For one thing, I'm too heavy, and two, it takes so much core strength
How high do you think you can pole? Because to me, like, that's the thing.
I could pole vault in the way of, like, you know, crossing a big old river or something like that. Like, I could shove that stick in there and get up and over. But I can't do the bend it backward situation and ride the thing up.
That's something I look at. And look, I don't think I could jump as high as those guys.
Zero bad. Zero bend. As high as the stick can go with staying completely, you know, stiff I'm going up and over that thing, I think I could bridge that gap.
Okay.
All right. But if that has to have any bend whatsoever, I'm screwed. I'm hosed.
Do you think you can hang glide? Thinking of things where I think I've never done it. Do I think I could do it?
Yeah.
I'd have to build up the courage to jump off of a cliff.
Correct.
But, I mean, after that point, I think I could do it.
You got an army of gorillas running in behind you. Like,
you're pushing my ass off the cliff. But once I'm gone.
What do they do? What do they do? It's not, is it kite at poo-poo point? What is it?
That's hand gliding. Or that's,
what is it?
Hand gliding, right?
No because they have engines. Yeah, it's paragliding, I think.
Paragliding. Okay.
All right.
That's a good question.
Yeah, maybe I don't think I can hang gliding.
Paragliding. Yeah, just hold on to a rope.
Because you're coming down.
Tell you what, I think.
Hang gliding, I feel like you can. Well, you probably get an updraft.
You got to ride the current.
Parachutes, too.
Tell you what, I think I could do is make a half decent beef Wellington. I know that's like one of the hardest things to make.
Wow.
I think I can follow directions and I think I could get that done. Because I'm good at following directions when it comes to cooking, and I think I could
do it. Do I have time to train?
How long? A little bit? How long?
I don't know.
For the Wellington or for the paragliding?
Well, I'm thinking about I think I could play.
I think you're getting the phone call, whatever it is, Ted. Like, hey, we need you to.
I think I could play two snaps on the defensive line in the NFL.
All right.
Two snaps.
And
two snaps.
Just ready plays.
But, and
go
do
get him,
what?
Ted.
I mean, in theory.
Cause havoc.
I could line up wide for two snaps. You're not going to throw me the ball.
No, I'd be right there in a three or four technique.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to sack a quarterback.
But you'll bridge that gap.
I could help stop the run for two plays.
How are you doing this? You torpedo?
Who's the running back one? Are we talking world class
just
or average?
You down to the ground. You're going to be flailed.
I don't know. I'm going to have to split a double team probably. I'm basing this just on being shorter.
All right.
So I'll have leverage.
Good stockiness. Okay. I get you.
You just got to find the right thing, man. I know for a fact I could go in there and hold again for extra points and field goals. And I'd be good enough to keep the kicker accurate. I know for a fact I can still
You can
find
set that ball laces out. You're all good to go?
I still know where my point finger goes. I can still go boom.
We did that goofy Olympics with the morning show this summer. And I mean, that was slow, but I could still swing a baseball bat.
Definitely swing a baseball bat.
But like my buddy, his son's a pitcher for the Huskies, right? He's a relief pitcher. Shout out to Isaac Yeager. Just watching that D1 baseball. Like Friday, I went to the spring game, then went over and watched the second half of the baseball game. I mean, they just... It's frightening how hard they throw.
Yeah, with metal bats.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know that I could foul off, like, or...
You could bunt.
I could maybe get a base, but I feel like I'd have to wear that pitch.
Do you think that you could make contact with any ball? Like, you're swinging. Yes. It doesn't matter if it's
No, you can bunt.
You think you could do it?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know, man.
Yes, you could.
We could set this up. Bunt. Isaac would throw balls at us. But he's a monster,
but
dude.
If you square
he's
up,
like
gonna,
6 foot
he's,
something
he's
and a big boy.
He's going to try to throw your head.
No, he likes the show.
All right.
But he would still pump it in.
He might throw your head.
That's the issue, though.
No, there's one guy I like.
Well, you got to keep in mind, though, he's
Find
already
who it is.
6'3", 6'4". He's on the mound. He's pumping heat. Like, he's going to get drafted.
I got that.
No bunts, Miles. Do you think you could turn on one and make contact with him? All right.
Not on a guy throwing a hundy. I mean, I couldn't turn on a guy throwing
80. I think I could touch one. Now it's going to foul off. It's going to go right into the catcher's glove. Like, I am not going to do anything good.
You think you could?
I think I could turn on one and catch one.
You're basically, look, when you're bunting, you're just catching with the bat. So if
I'm
as
aware
long as you
of
have
that
mental mentality.
That's why I'm saying turn on one.
You got it. You just drag bun down the third base line and take off running as fast as you're.
When the ball's coming 100 miles an hour, man.
That's going to hurt 100. Like if he's pumping 90.
90, right.
I mean, that's a different... I just think it's unrealistic.
To make contact or to lay a bunt down?
I don't think either of you make contact.
All right.
I'm going to turn on it way early.
I'm not swinging a bunt.
I'm just going to
bunting.
Guess.
For crying out loud.
No, you don't get to bunt, Miles.
I'm bunting.
You have to swing.
No, that's a play in baseball.
Oh, here's something. You have to swing.
All right, here's something reasonable.
All right.
I think I could be an elected official.
Well, yeah. I got to just get elected.
Yeah.
What would you run for? You should be county coroner.
City council, something.
Do you realize you need no excuse? No,
I don't want to touch dead bodies.
Yes. No experience.
Hey, these Ted Smith has confirmed that his S was effed up.
That's in most of the United States. That is an elected position. You don't have to have any training.
No, it is.
I think they shot him. And then they write it down, and that's official.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, that's pretty well it. I think he choked.
You'd want to work on that with the city council.
Something like that.
Nah.
I could do that.
It seems boring, man.
I just like giving speeches and meeting people.
Okay. I'm here for the speeches.
The reason we asked, what do you think you could do even though you've never done it? Do you think that you guys...
Oh, that's a lie. I've held elected office.
Yeah, in high school. Mm-hmm. Do you think you guys could beat a lie detector test, a polygraph?
Yes.
No.
Oh, wait. Beat it as in I'm lying?
You're lying.
No.
You're lying.
I can't lie to people in general.
Okay.
What percent of people think they can beat it?
Well, it depends on how old you are. A poll asked people if they thought they could pass a polygraph test, and 67% said yes. 8% said yes, even if they were lying, and 6% said no. The group most likely to think that they could beat a lie detector test, even if they were lying, is men between the ages of 18 and 29.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The likely suspects.
Many people don't seem to have a lot of faith in lie detectors anyway. I'll not believe...
I can't beat it.
They're often wrong, and they wrongly label people who are telling the truth as lying. And another 43% say it probably happens sometimes. People just get nervous doing anything. And 13% say they think polygraph tests often wrongly label people who are lying as being truthful. So basically what they're saying is people don't know what to think about these things.
Well, they don't know what to think about it, but then they're asked, could you beat one? Well, no.
Yeah. Now,
well, there's a reason why they're inadmissible at court.
Well, could you buy one on Amazon?
Well, let's find out, Miles.
All right.
What I'm saying is, okay, a lie detector test. When have you ever heard of that ever being used, like, from anybody, a friend, an associate? Like, even if you...
Only someone applying for, like, a government job.
Even if you shoot somebody, okay?
You can get a USB polygraph test on Amazon. $250.
Somebody here says, I beat it 3 times.
That's a military.
Were you lying, though? That's the question to the listener.
Yeah, because... Right, there's a difference between beating it and you being truthful.
Okay, look,
I feel confident I can beat one, but I'm not going to lie to it.
Right. I shoot someone. When I go to the police station, they don't do a lie detector test and go, did you shoot that person?
Right.
That's
right.
Not how it works. So I'm like, when do they use them?
Ooh. You could read this book by James Murdoch, How to Pass a Polygraph.
How to Pass a Polygraph. He got locked up for fraud, by the way.
What's that, like breathing exercises and yoga and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. What was it? Was it Ocean's 12 where he had like the thumbtack in his shoe because he needed...
Right,
every time he told the truth, he had to stab himself?
Yeah.
That way his heart rate was always spiking. That's what it measures. Whenever you lie, your heart rate spikes a little bit. Before you even answer, like your heart rate spikes, that you're nervous about this answer.
Okay.
And so every time he told the truth, he would have to stab himself so his heart rate would spike.
So it'd
be even on every single answer.
Exactly.
Random. That's how you build your inconsistency.
Okay. Let's see here. Random. All right. Random. How about this question right here? What did you do in your life younger than most people? What did you experience and do in life that was probably younger than a lot of your friends?
I'm said move around a lot.
Yep.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. Otherwise, man, I don't know. I mean, I saw a penthouse and knew I liked it at age 9.
That's pretty young.
I mean, look, a 15-year-old, he popped it open thinking that I'd be grossed out. We're in my parents' front yard. I can tell you what this chick looks like to this day, man. Like, my world changed. Like, what is going on there, man?
Yep. I think the one thing I've got on my Social Security is I started working, being taxed at the age of 12. So when I look at my Social Security, and then after that I worked at a Boy Scout camp, and you are also taxed there as well. So I think it's strange to see from the ages of 12 to 18, every single year I had taxes and Social Security paid in to the system.
He was born in 18 and 47, he was.
Because I'm just like, I'm working, I'm being taxed at 12?
Yep.
It's one thing to be cutting grass, or babysitting, or, you know, raking leaves for someone, or washing their car, or one of those remedial jobs.
Well, imagine if they taxed you on it. Like, hey, man, I know I said I was going to pay you $10 an hour. I'm going to pay you $7.80 to cover the taxes.
I just remember this. Back in the day, when I got paid, I would have to go to my mom's bank and tell them that I was their son, and that she had a checking account, and I would like to cash my check. Because I didn't have a bank account.
Right.
But they still paid you with a check.
Mm-hmm.
But you could use your parents.
Yeah, your parents always deposited your money for
you. Well, they cashed mine, because I wanted the cash. But because I did not have a savings account.
Of course.
I didn't have anything.
Well, kids don't have checking account. I mean, it's just...
No. Yeah. It's a bad idea. That's why they invented Venmo.
Because I remember
that. Some kid who's like 8 years old, like, I invented Venmo. Hey, Dad, hook me up with a quick $5.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's the one I think that's probably the most glaring out of everything.
You do anything early there, Mike? Usually you talk, I was a late bloomer on this, or I was a late bloomer on that. Did you do anything? Like milk a cow, even, for Christ's sake?
I mean, I made Eagle Scout at 16.
There you go. What's the average age for an
17, like right at the border, yeah.
Yeah,
once 18. You turn 18, you're out. So there's a lot of 17 and 11 months that make it.
Boy Scouts have the same kind of idea as Menudo. Like, once you hit a certain age, man,
you're out.
You're out.
You're done. But I have one that I did that most Major League Baseball players cannot say they've ever done.
Which is?
And I did it at T-ball. That was very early.
Unassisted triple play.
Unassisted triple play.
Thank you, Mom. That thing 4 years old.
That's the thing.
And T-ball, where people don't even know.
I was like six.
People don't even know where to run.
Yeah. Granted, the idiots did run into these outs, but I still had unassisted.
Hey, it was unassisted. It was all you, Ted. Good work.
Do you remember doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
I can remember the participants, right? I caught the ball, stepped on third, and then my sister's friend, Tara Emery, was running from second base. She didn't stop, I tagged her.
Jesus. Unassisted.
Unassisted.
Did anyone say anything?
Well, the place erupted. Well, just, I mean.
The place erupted.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've always been coachable, right?
Yeah.
But it's just smart enough as a kid to be like I caught it. Like, now granted, my brother's 7 years older. He's already playing baseball. And they were like, tag the base. I was like, tag the base.
Tag her out.
They're like, she's still running at you from second. It's like, all right. So I just ran at her and tagged her.
And the place erupted.
Freestyle coach Vernon.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun,
so every time I will bring this up in front of my family, right? And some of my cousins played college ball. Like, yeah. They were much more established athletes than I ever was. And I'll be like, well, I'm the only one with unassisted triple play. And then you'll hear a voice from the back. My brother will be like, you ran to third base, your first at bat.
Every time.
The Desert News reports on the latest news out of South Ogden, Utah.
Someone has to.
With one succinct sentence.
South Ogden, Utah.
Mm-hmm. A 7-year-old took a car for a joyride, everyone. Police there say they received a call on Sunday morning about a vehicle not staying in its lane. And when they finally tracked the car down, they found the young boy behind the wheel, along with another child. KUTV reports the second child who made the 10-mile drive with him from their home in Davis County was his 5-year-old sister. It seems Big Brother had convinced her they needed to go to McDonald's.
That took a lot of convincing.
Cops say they weren't able to pull the boy over at first. They just said he wouldn't stop. But because they were concerned about his driving ability, they opted not to chase him. So the vehicle with the children still inside was found about 3 miles from where police initially spotted it after it hit a park strip and was forced to stop. This is a really high traffic area for a little kid to be driving. According to the owner of a barbershop near where the children were finally found. Thankfully, no one was injured, though the car, if kids were in, sustained some minor damage. Due to the driver's age, no charges are being pursued. The identity is obviously not being released. The sibling's mom, by the way, says that although she was baffled, confused, and panicked by the incident, she's glad that her kids are safe.
Well, yeah.
A 7-year-old took a car for a ride for 10 miles to go to McDonald's.
Damn.
That's kind of impressive.
That's super impressive, just terrifying, random, very impressive. Random, like, convince this kid that she's five. You know what he said? He says, you want McDonald's? Yeah. All right, let's go.
Sorry, did they get to McDonald's? I don't believe they made it that far. All right.
I'm just surprised
it doesn't have a happy ending.
I'm actually surprised that they knew where to go, just from an orienteering standpoint. You know, like, which road to get on, which direction to go.
And he's driving.
I just feel like if I was working at that McDonald's.
Yeah.
And those kids show up.
At the drive-thru.
Yeah, like I would be like, hey, my bad, kids. You're going to have to pull over and wait for your
number. Do you think they were smart enough to have money on them?
That's what I'm wondering.
He drove damn near 10 miles.
Because when you're 7 years old, you're not the ones doing, you don't do those transactions. So that's, do you even know they exist?
But 7-year-olds are smart enough, if somebody gave them $20 for their birthday a year ago,
yeah,
they'll
right.
still have that same 20 and be like, I have $20.
Hey, I got the car keys.
I'm just imagining the shock. Again, I'm working on that drive-thru. Just like, oh.
You didn't hear it in my voice?
I just, no.
I say they're walking in. They're parking and walking in.
No, I think homeboy goes straight to the drive-thru, not giving it a thought, places his order, you know, drives up to the window, and there's for real?
I think he's smart enough to realize he's going to get busted if he does that.
You think?
Yes, he's got to be.
I don't think he thought that through.
Yes, he did.
I don't know if he's deceptive. I think he's just like, I saw what mom does, start the car. I can do this. Prove that he could.
Also, in second grade.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the issue with only having automatic vehicles.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, how old is Taryn's kid? 5, 6 years old?
I think he's 5.
5?
5.
So
he might be
2 years,
6.
So maybe 1 year old. Is he tall enough to reach gas pedal?
No.
He's not.
Got to teach him. Put phone books on his feet.
That was what I was thinking about. The most impressive thing with this kid is he was able to see over the steering wheel.
Oh, he tall.
And also able to use the gas and brakes.
Yeah.
Because to me, it just seems like, you know, that the height challenge is the hardest part.
That's probably why the cops were a little alarmed. Random, have you seen a few people that drive around like that, though? There are some very old women in some cars sometimes. And I'll just watch them drive by, and I cannot believe that they can legally be on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's like a little kid with a wig on barely peeping through the steering wheel. They look like a Pixar character. My God. Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jacob, welcome to the program. And around a question. Let's go with this one. What would you say is the best or worst gift that you've ever either received or given?
The best gift I received was, I believe, either this birthday or my last birthday. My beautiful girlfriend brought me to, Astoria, Oregon, where the Goonies was filmed, and we just did the whole coast. We went to the beaches. We had some food. To me, that was just a great little escape. My worst birthday gift ever, I was a kid, and my parents, because I was lactose intolerant, but I didn't know it. We always just thought I was a gassy guy. So they got me these placebo pills, these sugar pills. I didn't know they were sugar pills. And they gave them to me. They're like, here, it'll help. And I would just pop them all the time thinking they worked. They didn't. Sugar pills.
And that was a gift.
That was a gift from my parents.
Yeah, you know, man, I like the Astoria thing. I'd almost rather have sometimes experiences.
Sure, you
know,
man.
Just something that, you know, I probably don't need.
You don't want that mouth hug.
Reason. Well, yeah, that would be great, too. That's why you get a hotel.
In Astoria.
Best or worst gift? Gwyneth Paltrow, we know Gwyneth. Oh, yeah. Goop has released, just in time for Mother's Day, a gift guide.
Oh,
and
boy.
The options run from, obviously, some affordable things to ridiculous. There's a $25 journal, also a $17,000 necklace. And since we're talking Goop here, of course, there's going to be a lot of sex toys on the list for mom, which is a little bit strange. But Gwyneth truly believes that your mom should pleasure herself this year for Mother's Day.
Mom. Thank you, Gwyneth, for putting that out there in the
universe.
Nobody's
giving that to the mom.
With the womanizer, you vibrator, mom.
The womanizer enhanced. Why not? It's a perfect gift for any mom. You can proudly hand this thing to your mom on Mother's Day for the low, low price of $159 plus shipping and I guess handling, so to speak.
Handling.
I got you a crack and
but
tentacle.
This is honest to God on her thing. Like, oh, aww. Must for every mom. You got to give her the womanizer in hands.
Again, who's going to get that for their mother? Nobody wants to think about their parents doing that.
I'm going to buy it for someone else's mother.
You going to get the flashlight for your dad next?
He's already got it. Toolkit.
Don't female friends just share this information with each other?
Right.
Like, you got to try.
I mean, I guess maybe a daughter would get it from her mom. I would never buy my mom a sex toy. I would have bought my dad a flashlight. There. keep yourself busy.
There you go, old man.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
The problem is he would have kept it clean.
Yeah.
And I'll just...
He gets so wound up. Like, take a little time off there, fella. Ease up.
Your guess is as good as mine. Count out the category. Stolen cars and gnarly teeth at 4:30. And we've got your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.